this will be the start of my sixth season with the club, and I've really enjoyed every single one of them. Although last season, we'd have liked to have finished higher than we did and not had to have gone down to the last day of the season. Although it was a good feeling, I don't want to experience that again anytime soon.
Yeah, it was a heck of an end to the season, wasn't it? And the nerves going into that final game of the season at Coventry, just for people going to the game and listening on the radio were bad enough, but when you're involved on the playing side of it, what was it like?
It wasn't great. And before the game, the manager had picked the team, and unfortunately, I didn't start in the game. So with being on the bench, there was people in and around saying, "Oh, Barnet are winning." And then it went to 2-0, and I was like, oh no. And it was 0-0 in our game, so it was making it more edgy. And you didn't want to tell the lads the score because you didn't want to make them any more nervous than they already were. I was nervous. I sat there, never mind. And then when I came on, knowing that it was 2-0, I was thinking, oh, just do not concede now. And thankfully, we didn't.
I would imagine the job for you that day might have got a bit easier on the field rather than having time to sit there and wonder about it.
It was, and when I was sat watching, the time was going really slowly. But then when I came on, it seemed to go quite quickly, thankfully, and then the final whistle went and everyone went crazy.
Just been speaking to Kevin Ellison, who's also committed his future to Morecambe for next season, Alex, and he's told us that the massive reason behind it is Jim Bentley. Would you go along with that for yourself as well?
I agree. Yeah, the gaffer's brilliant. He gives everyone like confidence in wanting to stay, and he's made me feel welcome ever since I came to the club. Made me feel wanted. He's given me the confidence to keep playing, and he keeps asking me to re-sign. So thankfully, he keeps asking me to, and yeah, I'm enjoying it, so I'll carry on doing.
Yeah, not many players in the modern game go into a sixth season at one club, do they?
No, they don't. There's quite a lot of chops and changes, and that happens at our club. There is quite a few who move on quite near enough every season now. But no, there's a few of us who've been there a while. Kev, myself, Baz, there's Flemo, who's been there the whole time I've been there. So yeah, there's a few.
I think the manager said he likes how vocal you are out on the park. Is that a big thing in your game, Alex, as you're getting more mature?
Yes. I think it was a big part of my game, even when I was younger. I've always been one to talk and sometimes talk too much. But on a pitch, talking is good. It helps other teammates, and that's something I feel I'm good at. And obviously the gaffer said it himself, and hopefully can just keep talking and help us win.
And he's usually as a defender and as a midfielder, hasn't he, in recent times? Is there a preference these days?
No! I've always said I'll play wherever the manager wants me to play. I think I've played in goal. So there's been different times where I've played different positions, and if the manager wants to play me at the back, then I'll more than happily play at the back, and if he wants to play me in the midfield, I'm more than happily play there. As long as I'm playing, I've got a smile on my face, and that's the main thing.
And we just want a more quiet, settled season off the field as well, don't we, at Morecambe next year?
We do. Well, with the new owners coming in before the last game of the season, hopefully it's all going to be running smoothly, shall we say.
Did you get a chance to meet them, talk to them or anything?
I've not actually met them, although someone did say one came on the pitch at Coventry. Now, there's that many people hugging everyone on the pitch. I can't put a face to any of them or a name. So I'm unsure if I actually spoke to him that day.
Well, we're just hoping it'll be exciting times and no repeat of the final day where it was last season. If it's a final day where you might get in the playoffs, we'd settle for that, wouldn't we?
Oh, 100%, yeah. And the last day of the season, the fans that came to it were brilliant. So hopefully they can get behind us this season and give us that extra push each game, and let's get up that table.